We have learnt that I in the present tense has an O ending. For example, hablo, I speak, como, I eat, abro, I open. Now there are some verbs where instead of just an O at the end, it's a go, G-O, go. And we'll call these irregular present tense verbs, we'll call them go verbs. They just happen in the present, and it's just for I, the change is just for I. So they're go, go. So let's take, for example, the verb to put. That's a go verb for I, put. So to put is poner. The other parts follow the same pattern. You put, or do you put, pones. He or she puts, pone. They put, ponen. We put, ponemos. But I put is pongo. Pongo. P-O-N-G-O. Pongo. Nice, easy one to remember. So I put pongo. It's to do with the Latin origins of Spanish. And interestingly, it's just the ER and IR that are affected. The AR doesn't get affected in this way. There's no go verbs for AR. So poner, to put, I put, pongo. Another one is to leave or to go out, salir, salir. So salir, S-A-L-I-R, is to leave or to go out. And the other parts are normal, sales, he or she goes out. So for example, do you go out much? Sales mucho? But I go out is salgo, salgo, with a go, a go at the end. Salgo, I go out. I go out a lot. Salgo mucho. I don't go out. No salgo. I never go out. Nunca salgo. So salgo, I go out. So the two goes we've got so far are pongo and salgo. And we're going to put the, we're going to group the rest of the verbs by the way they sound. Now some of the verbs have other irregularities about them, and I might mention these in passing, but that's not our job to learn them at the moment. We'll come to that later. The important thing now is to focus on learning the I go endings. So, a very, very common two we're going to put together now is I have and I come. I have and I come. So, I have, tengo, and I come, vengo. So, tengo, vengo. Tengo, vengo. Tengo, I have. Vengo, I come. The verb to have is tener. So we have tengo. The verb to come is venir. And it's vengo. So tengo, vengo. So let's practice what we have so far. How would you say, I have something? Tengo algo. Tengo algo. How about, I don't have much. I don't have much. No tengo mucho. No tengo mucho. How about, I come here a lot. A lot is mucho. I come here a lot. Vengo aquí mucho. Vengo aquí mucho. What about I don't come here much? No vengo aquí mucho. No vengo aquí mucho. And let's go back to I go out, salgo, and I put, pongo. How about I don't go out much? No salgo mucho. No salgo mucho. How about I go out a lot in Spain? I go out a lot in Spain. Salgo mucho en España. Salgo mucho en España. And how about I don't put? No pongo. No pongo. So far we've got pongo, salgo, tengo, vengo. The two new ones that we're going to do are I do or make. In Spanish they have the same verb for make and do. So I make and I do. And I say. I say. Hago and digo. Hago, H-A-G-O, and digo, I say. Hago and digo. So hago, I do, or I make, comes from hacer, hacer, which is to do or to make. And digo comes from decir, D-E-C-I-R. Hago, digo. Okay, let's practice those. How would you say I do something? Hago algo. Hago algo. How about I don't do much? No hago mucho. No hago mucho. How about I don't say much? I don't say much. No digo mucho. No digo mucho. So, hago and digo. It's important to mention before we continue that you're not expected to commit these to memory right now. At the moment we're practicing, we're presenting them to get some familiarity, but committing them to memory will happen with the duration of the course as we come back to these verbs and we practice them again. Our next one comes from caer. Caer is to fall. Caer. And it should be, if it was just a normal go verb, it should be cago. C-A-G-O. Cago. But it's actually caigo. Caigo. And it's just as well because cago, from cagar, cago means I shit. So we've got the extra I in there, which changes it to caigo. So caigo is I fall. Caigo. C-A-I-G-O. And it's a good job we've got that extra I in there to show us the difference between fall and the other one. So, caigo, I fall. And there's another one we which has got a similar little change in it, an extra I, and that comes from traer, traer, which is to bring, and traigo, I bring, traigo, I bring. So traigo, traigo. So here we've got caigo and traigo. Caigo, I fall, traigo, I bring, caigo, traigo. So how would you say I don't fall? No caigo. How would you say I bring the food? And the food is la comida. La comida. I bring the food would be traigo la comida. Traigo la comida. How about I bring the paella? I bring the paella. What would that be? Traigo la paella. Traigo la paella. So caigo and traigo. So let's go back over all of the ones that we've done. The go verbs. We started with our first one, came from poner, to put, and it's probably the easiest one that you'll find to remember. I put is pongo. How about the other one, which was to leave, to go out? The infinitive is salir, and guy, go out, is salgo, salgo, salgo. Our next two were I have and I come. I have, I come. And they came from tener and venir. And it was tengo and vengo. Tengo, vengo. And then finally, well, not finally, the penultimate group that we did was I do and make, and I say. And it was hago and digo. Hago and digo. And then finally, we've done caigo. Caigo, I fall, and traigo, I bring. So let's have a mixed up practice with all of those. How would you say I have something important? I have something important. Important is importante. So I have something important would be tengo algo importante. Tengo algo importante. And how would you say, when I go out, I come here? When I go out, I come here. The word for when is cuando, cuando. So when I go out, I come here would be cuando salgo, vengo aquí. Cuando salgo, vengo aquí. How about I don't do much here? No hago mucho aquí. No hago mucho aquí. How about going back a few lessons, we learned trabajar, to work. How would you say, I work here, but I don't do much? I work here, but I don't do much. And but is pero, P-E-R-O, pero. So I work here, but I don't do much. What would that be? Trabajo aquí, pero no hago mucho. Trabajo aquí, pero no hago mucho. Trabajo aquí, pero no hago mucho. How about I bring the dinner? I bring the dinner. The dinner is la cena. La cena. So I bring the dinner would be traigo la cena. Traigo la cena. How about I always bring the wine? I always bring the wine. Two little words. Siempre is always. Siempre, siempre, S-I-E-M-P-R-E. Siempre is always. So I always bring, and the wine is el vino. El vino. So I always bring the wine would be siempre traigo el vino. Siempre traigo el vino. How about I don't say much? I don't say much. No digo mucho. No digo mucho.